Warm milk sung in the pail. Squeeze, squirt. Squeeze, squirt. Dorothy dreamed of 1,000 places she'd rather be than fetching milk and eggs in middle of nowhere North Carolina. During the Great Depression, farmers weren't the only folks raising animals and tending crops. With her daddy gone, and following 2 older brothers and a big sister, Dorothy quickly learned to do her part to survive. Even after all these years, and moving too many times, she could hardly wait to leave this life behind. The day petals fell from the tulip tree, Mother asked Dorothy to pack a bag. Time had come to leave the Lonesome Valley, but she hadn't expected to go it alone. Dorothy did the bravest thing she could. It excited her a little. It scared her too. She boarded a train to Aunt Georgie and Uncle Melvin's in Washington, D.C. Dorothy danced the jitterbug and earned her high school diploma in the city. She ate pineapple ice cream in the soda parlor and swam in the salty Atlantic. Out across the waves, on the distant shore of that wide ocean, things were terribly wrong. One Sunday afternoon in early December, Dorothy reunited with her oldest brother, Mason, and mother over peanuts and popcorn for a football game at Griffith Stadium. A crackling loudspeaker interrupted play on the field, commanding a Navy admiral to report to his office at once. Dorothy looked to Mother, confused. The booming voice came again and again, summoning generals, politicians, and intelligence agents. The autumn air electrified. People rose from their seats. Dorothy turned to ask what in the world it could mean.
"Nothing good," Mason said.